Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is there a way to measure an individual's musicality? Daniel Muhlenziefen, senior lecturer in psychology at Goldsmiths, University of London, developed a system that aims at measuring just how musical a person is.
Lenny Bernstein had it, Goldie has it, Nigel Kennedy has it as well, not to forget others such as Beatles producer George Martin and radio DJ John Peel. But what is it? All of those people can be described as musical, each in their own individual way. Everyone would agree with that. But surprisingly, or maybe not, it is far more difficult to find consensus on what it actually means to be musical, and, even more difficult, how to measure it. To get a handle on this question, we recently developed the Goldsmiths Musical Sophistication Index, or Gold MSI, a new self-report questionnaire that comes together with a battery of objective listening tests. The Gold MSI assesses all aspects of how people can actively engage with music in a skilled way, regardless of musical style. The Gold MSI was rolled out to a large audience together with the BBC, with more than 150,000 people taking the test, including more than 90,000 participants from Britain. This allows us for the first time to investigate the musical profile of an entire nation and the comparison with other population statistics, such as the wealth of the local area that participants lived in. The results have now been published, and one main finding shows how wealth is significantly correlated with the amount of musical training that people have received in their lives, but also with their performance on the objective listening tests. For every point scored on the beat perception test, the average weekly income of the community living at the participant's postcode was £99 higher. And for every point on the melody memory test, the average increase was £111. So far, these are just correlations, but the next step is to look into causal mechanisms. Can people from a wealthier background simply afford more music lessons? Or does music make you smarter and ultimately richer? Or is there a common third factor, such as intelligence or personal ambition, that affects where you live and how good you are with music?
That was Daniel Muhlenziefen of Goldsmiths, University of London. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.